Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Listen again to the words of our epistle reading, starting at verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. St. John's letter is relevant to us today, and it's just as relevant today as it was back when he wrote it. I don't know if you noticed, but the word love was used quite a few times in our epistle reading this morning. And love is one of those things that we poor, miserable sinners just really don't understand. We talk a lot about love in our life, but do we really know what it is? Do we really know what it means to love apart from God? If we've read the scriptures and we are truthful with ourselves, with God, we would have to answer no. We do not know what love is apart from God. Without God's love, we wouldn't know love. Just look at the language that we use when we talk. What do we say about material things? Well, you might hear a person say, "I love eating at that restaurant." They might say, "I love my new car." They might also say, "Hey, I love your outfit." Whatever the case may be, this is not love. Many of us go, "Of course it's not love. We know it's not love. We're just expressing how much we like something." But at the same time, it's kind of where our heart dwells, isn't it? When we say we love something, it's very dear to us. Now, for emphasis, we understand that person isn't truly in love with the restaurant or with your outfit or anything like that, or any other material object for that matter. But at the same time, we do kind of throw that word out there without any real regard for what the word truly means. Love is more than just some kind of feeling that we may have in our heart. It's more than just some kind of feeling that we have towards someone or something. It's an action as well. A selfless action. This is where love becomes extremely tricky for us sinners. Because when we get right down to the true heart of the matter, it's really impossible for us to be selfless. Because the truth is, we are so selfish. When we love something, material-wise, we stop at nothing to try to get it, right? The new phone that's coming out next month, right? That new line of cars that are coming out, you'd really love to get your hands on one of those cars. That new house that's being built across the street. Whatever the case may be, our heart rests in those things because we see those things as keys to our happiness, keys to us feeling joy in our hearts. But let's not confuse joy with love and what those things mean to one another. Because in all reality, we can see the fact of the matter is that we have kind of replaced the word love with other words. A person might lust after someone, but that lusting does not show that you love them. It shows that you are after them for your own pleasure. Maybe it isn't a person that you lust after. Maybe it is, again, that material object that you just really, really want. You see that new car and you really like to have it. circles right back to us, right? You do something really nice for someone else, and you think you're doing a selfless act, but when it comes right down to it, you do it because it makes you feel good. You do it because, hey, the epistle reading said we're supposed to love our neighbor. I'm only doing what God commands. Is that true love? Or is that driven by the law? What we think of love is actually, in God's eyes, sin. When we lust after those things. As you can see, the sinful mind has a way of twisting up what God really desires for us. We get love confused with lust and with liking something a lot. So, now we've talked about that at length. How do we know what love is? How can we know what love is? Where do we look? Where do we find the truth about this word? Well, St. John has spelled it out for us in his epistle. We read, "In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Without God, we would not know what love is. God shows his love for us in that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to sacrifice himself for our sins. Especially our sins of being selfish and lustful. God's love for us is seen in Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus came bearing our flesh. He knows our burdens because he faced them as well. Sickness, hunger, thirst, pain, suffering, loss, abandonment, punishment, temptations. He dealt with all of those things on our behalf. And he went through all this for us, for each and every one of you, to save us, to save you from your sins, the sins that we have committed. He came to save us because we could never save ourselves. We do not have that power. No matter how hard we try, we still commit sin. And this is not okay. It's not just a matter of, well, I'll just go to church again next Sunday. I'll just mount up a whole list of sins and God's just there to forgive me like a doormat. No, we should go forth and sin no more. But again, salvation does not rest in us. It rests in Jesus Christ alone. God does not want this for us. He does not want us to have a list 10 miles long of all the sins that we've committed so that we can just repeat it over and over again, week after week after week, doing the same things over and over and over again. He does not want us to be slaves to sin. He wants us to be free. And because he wants us to be free, he came up with a plan for our salvation. He promised us salvation. He promised us redemption from our sins. And he has given that to each and every one of us. Not by our own doing. We might try to think that, oh, well, look at me. I've done so many wonderful things this past week. Pastor's so far off on who I am. I'm a wonderful person. I haven't done any wrong. I challenge you to read the Ten Commandments and truly examine yourselves. Not superficially, not saying, well, I tried my hardest, but truly examine the law and see what the law says to you. Because in the end, it doesn't really matter what we think about ourselves because we know what God thinks about us. He loves us. And our examination of ourselves as we look at those Ten Commandments, the love that God does have for us. Because he did not cast us out, even if we have sinned in every dot of the law. God sent his Son to die for us while we were yet sinners. Not because we're perfect, not because we do everything right, but because we need salvation and because he loves us. That is true love. Laying down your life for someone else. God has done that. Jesus Christ has done that for you. Now, God's love for us, we receive the forgiveness that we need. Right there in that glorious meal, the true body and blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for the forgiveness of all of our sins. Jesus lays down his life for you. That is a selfless act. Jesus goes through that horrific death. We know it. We read about it. We know what they did to Jesus before he hung on the cross. And we know what a crucifixion means. We know the goriness of it. Jesus took that death upon himself for us, to save us. He wants us to be reunited with the Father. So Jesus stands in our place. He takes on our punishment, our death, so that we know what true love is. And we know what love is because of what Jesus has done for us. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you have seen love in action. The scriptures have shown you love. Jesus is that love. All the things Jesus has done and is doing is proof that love does exist. It's right here for you. The words of forgiveness that God speaks to us, those words are words of love. Without Jesus, there would be no forgiveness. We would not be washed clean of all of our sins. We would be lost, slaves of sin. But God's love for us has won the day. He has given his love to us. He has poured his love out upon us. And he has poured it into our hearts so that we too can show love to the people around us. And we can do that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Christ has risen.
He has risen indeed. Alleluia.
Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds.